time for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's an absolutely beautiful September morning. Temperature in the 50s, mostly clear, calm, just an outstanding morning. And according to our forecast, we're going to get a lot more clear days, sunny or partly sunny days coming up. So far in September, we have not had a lot of those days. And we have had temperatures, again, above normal. You know, June, July, and August were all above normal in temperatures and above normal in precipitation. Well, that's the way we're starting off in September, above normal temperatures and quite a bit above normal in precipitation. The Weather Service has already recorded over 2 inches of rain for the month, which is more than an inch above normal for this time of month. So we'll see what it has to offer, whether that's going to continue. Anyway, it is just a fabulous morning, and it's a great morning to get out and see what's happening. We had a mostly clear night last night until early this morning, and we had quarter moon, waxing quarter moon. I hope you had a chance to see it. It's quite beautiful. That's moving towards a full moon that we'll have by the middle of the month. And it's just a good time to get out and take a walk, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, about what I have seen. We are now at about 13 hours of daylight, moving towards the equinox of 12 hours, and that this year the equinox will be on September 22. Probably the big news in nature right now has to do with either the trees or with the birds, but with the birds, it's migration. Hawk Ridge has been recording hawks and various raptors coming across every day. So far, the winds have not been too favorable. The best days to go there are winds from the northwest, and not, it is in the forecast for tomorrow, winds from the northwest, so it might be a good day to go to Hawk Ridge. And as we move toward the middle of the month, that's when the really big flights of broadwing hawks come across. So, yeah, keep an eye up this time of year. Things are happening. Warblers are coming across. I saw several species this week, including one that I always look for in the fall, and that's the palm warbler. Quite a common bird. They nest to the north of us, and when they show up, they're really pretty easy to see. It's a little brownish bird, and it keeps flicking its tail as it moves around. It's just a neat bird to see. Other birds of note that are migrating right now, flickers. Yesterday I was doing some biking and some driving, and along the side of the roads were these flickers, a woodpecker that often goes to the ground to feed on ants. And when they fly up, you can see a white patch on their rump. Otherwise, they're mostly a brown woodpecker. And they migrate in family units, unlike other woodpeckers, which pretty much either stay or migrate alone. These will migrate in small flocks of family units. Other ones are blue jays. Blue jays are coming across in good numbers. I see them every day, including this morning. Geese, ducks coming across. Thrushes. Thrushes have been great this week, especially the Swainson's thrush, another bird that lives further to the north. Yesterday, when I was doing some driving around, I also passed a family of turkeys. The turkeys are mostly grown right now, but it was still a family, about a dozen of them feeding along the side of the road. Hummingbirds still coming to the bird feeder. I think those are the young ones. This morning out on the lake, I saw a young loon. The adults are often gone or staging by this time, but the young are still on the lake, and eventually they'll move on as well. In the world of insects, yes, this is the time of migrating of two kinds of insects, one of them being the monarch, which I didn't see much this week, but the other one being green darner dragonflies. I saw an abundance of those. Seems like they're just everywhere. They are migratory, or at least mostly migratory, and they will show up in our areas a lot of time doing some feeding. Yesterday in the sunny afternoon, I was walking out to a field, and I decided to check out how the goldenrod patches were, and the goldenrod patches, which still are mostly in bloom, they're starting to fade now, but mostly in bloom, were just filled again with insects. Oh, the goldenrod patches are just great to observe at this time of year. And bumblebees and various kinds of mimic flies that look like bees. There were wasps, there were beetles, there were other types of flies. There were moths, there were butterflies, so just a tremendous amount of activity going on. And, of course, when you have that kind of activity, that's when you also have the predators of the dragonflies of a couple of different kinds. I mentioned the green darner. There's also the little ones, the metal hawks, where the males are red and the females are kind of yellow. And then there is the spiders, always spiders out there. This might be the best time of year to be see the big circular webs of the spiders called orb webs. If the web is out in a field or someplace like such, it will get coated with dew, and then in the early morning, it's just a terrific sighting to see. However, many of them don't do that. Many of them put their webs in trees or next to buildings and so forth. Right now, I got a big, beautiful one on my clothesline, so they take advantage of any place they can. This is also an interesting time in the world of herps, the reptiles and amphibians. Frogs. There are two kinds of frogs that climb up on various places this time of year to feed, and that's the spring peeper and the gray tree frog. And while they're there, and maybe it's because of the weather conditions or maybe it's because of territory, I'm not quite sure, they will call. And I hear these frogs will calling almost every day. I also frequently seen climb. There was one on our window the day before yesterday. They will climb up the houses almost as though it's a different kind of tree for them to climb up. But the other herp sighting was just terrific, and that was a baby snapping turtle out on the road. Now, snapping turtles lay their eggs in June, and the eggs are buried in some kind of soil. In this case, it happened to be a roadside where the soil is a bit sandy, and it's fairly easy to dig. That part is fine. Of course, laying eggs along the side of the road can be dangerous. But the eggs stayed there throughout the time being deposited in June until now. And the sunlight gets on them, and the sunlight will allow them to develop, and they hatch, and they come out in September. And, yes, this is an annual sighting, but it's always just a terrific sighting. The baby, being easy enough to fit in your palm of your hand, is looking for a place to go, so they immediately take off and search for the nearest water. The other kind of turtle that we have that's common in our area also lay eggs in June, but in their case, the babies don't come out until next year, and that is the painted turtle. Other things of note, this is the time still when we have lots of fruits and berries. The apples are ripe. I've been picking apples several days this week. Hawthorn are ripe. Highbush cranberry are ripe. Crab apple are ripe. Choke cherry. And I think the blackberry season is on its way down. I went out yesterday to try to pick some blackberries, and I got very few. But nevertheless, it was wonderful while it lasted. And as I said earlier, this is the time we start looking at the trees. You know, we have trees with us all year round, but there is a few times where it really stands out, and September is one. I noticed this morning already on the DNR website, they have a map of the state showing how far along the colors are. We are way early in the color right now, but by the end of the month, we will reach what is known as peak week, where we'll see a lot more color. There is some great color out there right now, and I saw some yesterday. I saw some excellent red maples in red color. There was also, we have a mountain maple that's showing off some beautiful red color. Dogwoods, sumacs, and then some bushes, raspberry and blackberry, also showing some bright red color. The yellows are probably right now the most obvious among birch and poplar. Yesterday I saw some willows with yellow and black ash with yellow. But there's a number of them. As we go through the month, that yellow will become more common. The yellow doesn't stand out quite like the red does, but the yellow is more common than the red. And then the other thing of note, this rain that I've been talking about, we have had three big rains in the last 2 weeks. That brings out a plethora of mushrooms, and it's really a terrific thing to take a walk in the woods and see something new that was not there the day before. And mushrooms will do just that, and there's lots and lots out there. So it looks like it's going to be a terrific weekend. I would suggest to get out and see the color, to see the migration, and to see the mushrooms, and, of course, to see the spider webs. So take care, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Take care of yourself. Back at Almanac with Larry Weber here on 103.3 KMD. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.